Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Angela's here at the office again. I can't refuse to see her, much as I'd like to. She's borrowing money from me, you know. No, I don't begrudge her, poor thing. How could anyone, knowing as I do how terribly ill she is? Although you wouldn't think it. Actually, she's been looking rather sweet lately. But it's getting me down, the way she talks in riddles about what's in store for Harry Palmer. She can't affect him, none of us can. He's ruined Jeff financially. He ruined my marriage. He had something to do with the death of my uncle Tressida. And he tried to kill Angela Tennant. And yet he goes his own sweet way. And all any of us can do is try to forget we ever knew the man. If Angela could do anything, oh, I'd grab it. With both hands.
Can you get on that phone thing of yours and tell people not to disturb us for 10 minutes, darling?
Yes, all right, Angela. Put through my calls to Mr. Glover, will you, Tess, for the next 10 minutes, till I let you know. Now then.
Marcia, I can definitely put the finger on Harry. No ifs or buts. If you're prepared to do your part.
As if I wouldn't.
But you have to take the whole affair on trust.
Ah, no. Now, tell me what you're up to. You've been making oblique remarks for weeks now, Angela. Tell me exactly what you're doing.
I would, if I didn't know you so well.
Oh, please, no more riddles.
But if I do tell you, you won't have any part of it, darling. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
And I wish I did.
All I want to know is, how tough can you be? How utterly heartless, how ruthless, and how unscrupulous. Because if you can't be all those things when the time comes. Well, I'll have been wasting more than my time.
To whom and for whom do I have to be Lucrezia Borgia?
You don't know it, but that's wonderfully apt. Lucrezia Borgia, the poison.
Oh, Angela, once and for all.
Get frantic, there's an angel. You have to be all those things with Palmer. For Jeff.
But how? And when?
Soon. Quite soon, darling.
And you won't tell me anything more?
I don't have to. You'll understand when all the threads come together.
Well, I think it's completely ridiculous. I think your mind's giving away. No, oh, Angela, I don't want to shriek at you, but you're just having pipe dreams. They must be.
I've never been more serious in my life.
You may think you're serious, but you're under a ghastly strain, and if it was anything less vital to me, I'd humor you, but I can't enter into all that rubbish.
It's not rubbish. Marcia, look at me. I'm not asking you to enter into anything. All I want from you is a promise that if I put the means into your hands to straighten Jeff out, to convict Palmer of every criminal act he's ever convicted, you won't soften. Will you promise me that?
If you put the means in my hands...
Yes, will you use them?
Well, of course I would, Angela. I don't have to promise. You know I would.
No matter what?
Yes.
Even if it's against the dictate of your heart and your upbringing and your conscience? And everything that makes you Marcia Pilgrim.
Yes, Angela, yes. Why this awful catechism?
Because, darling, I have to be sure. And when it's all over, I wonder if you'll forget the things I've done in the past.
I've been trying to forget them since that day. Since the day you...
Don't say it. There's an angel. I'm having quite a struggle not to think it. It's corny, you know. The revolting, stiff upper lip business. But if your days are really numbered, it's much more satisfying to be cheerful about it.
Where are you going now?
To Rassie's, of course, my pet. I have a date with Charlie the barman. Goodbye.
Give me a kiss.
Sure.
Real kiss? Stay prisoners?
Sure.
prisms.
Thanks.
Now then, what gives?
See that thing with curlicues on your desk?
If you mean our first check from our client, Miss Bronson, I've been staring at it fascinated.
It's big enough for you and me to go on the town tonight, properly. A show and then Fig Tree Street. What do you say?
So?
But remember, if any of those Fig Tree Street sibyls get taken with your big brown eyes, you're spoken for.
Can't I, if you're not looking?
It will be more than your life's worth, Geoffrey. What's the time? 4:35. Could we possibly knock off early?
Well, I don't see any maddened throng in the corridor struggling to do business with me. Grab your hat and I'll drive you home. G.A. Pilgrim Agency. Oh, hello there. Well, I suppose so. Yes, but... No, I agree with you there. Now, don't get frantic. It was as important as you say. Yes, all right. Keep your chin up. Bye.
Don't tell me, let me guess. Marcia.
How right you are.
What does she want? She's sending us down some more clients?
She's in a state over Angela Tennant. I couldn't get the drift of it exactly. Something about Angela Tennant and Harry Palmer.
Those two again? Jeff, tell me, what did she want?
Well, now, hang it, Stella, don't be difficult. I can't very well turn her down. And for all I know, it might be as important as she says.
Well, thanks just the same. I'll find my own way home. Where are you meeting her?
At her place. Oh, confound it. You don't have to look so catty, do you?
Are we still going out tonight?
Of course we are. I'll call for you, say 7:45.
Will you get seats? For the show, I mean.
Yes, leave it to me.
7:45, then. But remember, Jeff, what goes for the waterfront sibyls goes for Marcia, too. You are still spoken for. To me.
Jeff, now I've told you all she said to me. What's she up to? What's Angela doing?
Oh, sounds to me as though she's unhinged.
Oh, but she's only a few months to live, poor thing. Surely she wouldn't lie and cheat. No, Jeff, she's planning something awful and... Well, I'm frightened.
No need for you to be frightened, Elsie. If she's not completely demented, it's Palmer who should be running for cover.
But I'm mixed up in it. Oh, Jeff, I'm not cut out for this sort of thing. It's humiliating, but I need the help of a man. And when I think of a man, I think of you.
We should have met somewhere in public.
I'm sorry. I won't say another word. I'll stick to Angela Tennant.
I really don't think there's any sense in beating our brains out over her. All you can do is sit tight and see what develops.
I suppose you're right. Thanks for coming along anyway. What are you doing about dinner?
I thought I'd grab a bite at the flat.
Well, why don't you stay? Look, I've chopped chops on already, and mushroom sauce, and pumpkin, and artichokes, everything you like.
On already, did you say?
Burning if I don't look out.
Did you say mushroom sauce?
Mm-hmm. It'll be all over the chops.
You've got me drooling down my chin, you little fox. but I'm going out tonight. I'll have to shop off early.
Oh, that's all right. You can set the table. Switch the wireless on.
Chump chops and mushrooms, eh? Yes, come to think of it, I am getting a bit fed up with Frankfurt's and tomato sauce. Marcia, you cook like an angel.
So you always said. How's the fire?
Beautiful.
Well, move your leg, just so... so as I can sit on the floor and lean my head. There. Anything you want, I'll get, because you mustn't move. You're in just the right position.
Well, make yourself at home.
Glad Aunt Harriet's out.
Does it make any difference?
Oh, Jeff. I wish I didn't. I wish you didn't have to go. With all my heart, I wish you didn't have to go.
Good Lord, I've been in a daze. What's the time?
Oh, nearly 8:30.
8:30?
You're not going to run away. Oh, Jeff, I thought...
I'm sorry, I have to. Where's my hat? 8:30. Bye. Thanks for the feed. Sorry to whiz off like this. The chops were fine. Oh, Stella, I'm most terribly sorry. I simply lost track of the time. But aren't you dressed?
I was dressed at 7:30. I waited till 8:30, and I undressed again at 8:45. It's now almost 9. Actually, it was nice of you to turn up at all.
Well, we can still beetle down the Fig Tree Street. All right in that for the waterfront.
It's too sweet of you to ruin your evening for me. But if it's all the same to you, we'll call it off.
I'm a heel. I can't imagine how it happened. The time simply flew. When I saw the clock, you couldn't...
Whose clock? Marcia's?
She had chump chops.
She had chump chops? You stand me up, me! You stand me up and you come panting in here an hour and a quarter late and what do you say? She had chump chops! Get out of here, Jeff Pilgrim, before I start throwing things. Get out!
No, Stella, no.
Get out! After running myself ragged for you for more than 2 years, I'm still playing second fiddle to your ex-wife. Get out of here! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Oh, boy. I want an MC and bar to stand face that. I thought she was going to burst into flames. Poor kid, I should be ashamed of myself. But what do you know? I'm not. Not in the least. In fact, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, Stella, but I just can't help it.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.